let's do this final hour at Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. It's been a fun show, turning and burning. It's a Thursday.
It's time to nut up or shut up.
One more hour to go. 80 degrees today. Hope you're beating the heat out there. Lots to get to. We get to game two of the conference finals in the East tonight. We get Tommy Two Nickels' Carolina Hurricanes dropping the puck in the Eastern Conference Finals against Montreal.
That's a good thing they're hosting this game.
It is,
yes. They wouldn't be there yet if they had to walk.
They would have already had to check out of their hotels by now. They just have to go walk around the lobby all day until game one of the conference finals starts tonight. So all that's still to come in this hour of radio. By the way, we had a lot of texts coming in about the worst possible outcome. I enjoyed this one. Somebody said Aaron Rodgers winning the Super Bowl would be so annoying in his last year. Duck fan chiming in, by far the worst one is Lincoln Riley, and I don't disagree, but also, like, let's make a playoff before we do that.
I was surprised you didn't say that.
I think that's his point.
Well, it's not a threat. They're going to go 9. We all know they're going to go 9-3 this year and miss the playoff.
But the time is now.
Mark it down now. Give me a sticky note. May 21st, 9:03 a.m. They will go 9-3 this year and miss the playoff.
Okay.
Mark it down. Mark it down, dude.
Yeah, well, if he gets in, though, you know what he's going to do.
Fuck, dude. Spit on that thing.
He's going to not win a playoff game because he's never won a playoff game in his career?
No, he's going to pleasure the trophy.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Why don't we make a playoff and then win a playoff game first? He's literally never won a playoff game. You realize that?
Are you surprised Lane or Lincoln hasn't created a meme coin?
Like, the Huskies would also be a worst-case scenario, but, like, let's be honest.
You said Kyler could win the Super Bowl.
That's the NFL.
Why can't DeMond win the college football national championship?
They're going to sue him if he doesn't win 9 games. Hey, right now, if you text the word journey, I actually can't make that joke anymore because we're suing people. If you text the word journey to 503-864-6326.
You're taking yourself out of the suing conversation.
J-O-U-R-N-E-Y. You'll be in for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Journey on September 19th at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. You can go to 1051thefan.com for complete details. Again, text journey to 503-864-6326. But also a lot of Beaver fan chiming in. We all know the worst possible case scenario is Oregon winning a title. And in that case, you are 100% correct.
Here's the thing. I didn't need to say that because I knew my Beaver brethren were going to text that.
You knew
that was an obvious one. I can't imagine.
Oh, we'll be insufferable.
This show is just going to become Andy Dirt Johnson with Brandon Sprague. It's hard enough just being Dirt and Sprague. If they win, it's going to become Andy Dirt Johnson with Brandon Sprague.
Very nice for Dan to wait until both my sons are born so they can witness it, you know, both be alive, see a championship. I appreciate that, Dan. Appreciate you holding that one out for me, dog.
Duck fan, answer me this. What year did Oregon win the national championship if I told you little one-year-old Milt watched it happen? What year was it? You would have said 1934?
That's tall furs right there for you, baby. 1939.
Milt. There's going to be a boy in 2026 named Milt watching Oregon win a title. That's great.
Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to win that name battle, but we try. We don't. We'll die on that hill for as long as we can. Let's get to the Magic Hat, shall we?
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically a bunch of topics,
and
we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Magic hat time on a Thursday. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's glorious. Bask in the sunlight for a moment. Appreciate the vitamin D that is raining down upon you. Hopefully your window's down for a good Magic Hat segment.
Oh, makes you feel.
It feels great. Dude, how about how light it was on the drive-in today, too?
It's a total game changer, man.
The moods are better. Feels like I'm a normal person, not a raccoon digging through trash cans in the middle of the night.
Never mind that gas is $9 a gallon.
Don't remind me of that.
The economy's terrible.
Other than that.
We're in a war.
Maybe I should have been at Jan 6. I would have got paid out. Be rich. Leaving your ass behind.
Quick question on this.
Sure.
Should have played the Magic Hat, didn't. The Attorney General was talking to the committees, of course, because they're like, you guys want to do what with $1.8 billion? And the attorney general just said out loud, anybody can apply for that money.
I'm applying. Where do I find one?
I'm applying. I had to do a live radio show.
Yeah, in the middle of
while
that.
They broke into the Capitol.
What is happening right now?
And then I had somebody on the side off air going, don't get political. And I'm like,
how do I not?
This has literally never happened in any of our lifetimes.
What is it, 1815?
What
right
do
now?
You want me to do about this?
Are the British burning down the White House? It's happening. I digress. What do we got in the Magic Hat today?
Okay.
I got some audio segments in here.
We got a lot of audio.
Yeah, we got a lot of audio. We got a lot of audio.
Oh, Spokane Karen? Is that an old one?
I think we talked about this. This was the mom that chased down the kids on the sidewalk.
Oh, we did
Spokane.
Talk about that one.
I think we
yeah.
ended up talking about it. You I think can we, talk yeah, about
toss that one.
You
out.
Think she drives 135 miles per hour on the highway?
Chasing down
I think
kids.
She wanted to murder that child yeah. on a motorbike. Yes.
Those by damn way, scooters. Those damn kids and their scooters.
What is Spokane mom? I wonder what her sentence was, if that's gotten to that point yet.
Oh, for the, I don't know. It probably hasn't gotten that far. That story wasn't that old, was it? That was only a week or two ago, wasn't it?
2 weeks away. 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Did we already sentence? There's no way we've already sentenced.
She was booked for first-degree assault and yeah. DUI and criminal trespass.
Oh, she was boozing while driving, too?
Yeah. I don't think you get to that point.
What kind of DUI are we talking here? Booze or, like, pills? Or was she,
I don't know.
Okay.
So she had Dewey.
All right.
All right, next one. Poor Toronto.
I had to sneak in a little bit of hockey here because I know we're not going to talk about it. The Maple Leafs have gone through a lot, and they are one of the biggest choke artists of all time in the modern era of the NHL, and they always lose in the playoffs, and their best player got hurt. They just hired a GM. We talked about that recently, who was, like, blackballed from hockey.
Didn't they get the number one pick in the draft?
They did end up getting the number one overall pick in the draft, but I know you guys probably – or not you guys. I know Brandon's a bit of a hockey guy. You probably weren't watching – were you watching the game last night? Did you watch the Vegas?
Wait, what Brandon are you talking to? Because you pointed at him.
He's a hockey guy. Brandon's a hockey guy.
He yeah. is?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not Blue Line Brandon. But
he's not Blue Line Brandon.
You gotta win your bets.
He's cross-check Brandon.
Yeah, cross-check. I watched icing Brandon.
A smidge. Not gonna lie. Smidge.
That's
I'm
fine.
More interested in the totally Hurricane fair. Canadians.
I don't blame it. It's okay.
All right.
Western Conference, you don't need to excuse yourself to me.
Well,
I
hate the Avs.
I get it. Well, they were down 3-0, and then they scored a goal, and yeah. it was like, all right, maybe there's a little bit of comeback here. Like, it kept me around at least, and it was an upset, right? Vegas pulls off an upset game one of the conference finals. One of the best players for Vegas throughout their postseason run has been Mitch Marner. Now, that name might not ring a bell to some, but Mitch Marner was at once upon a time, a la literally last year and years before that, the number two behind Austin Matthews in Toronto for all of their playoff chokes. Oof. And he became a bit of the, you know, the blame. Like,
the
you keep
goat.
Losing, you're like, God, yeah. why can't we get over the hump? Mitch Marner would have these great regular seasons, and then they'd get bounced in the first round of the playoffs, and he would do literally nothing in the series.
He's a Draisaitl.
They would be like, dude, this guy sucks. He can't do the big thing. Yeah. They're bad in the big moments.
Yeah, not a good number two.
Get his ass out of here,
yes.
right? So they get rid of him. Their season crumbles. Austin Matthews gets hurt. Now, to your point, they got the number one overall pick, so they'll probably be fine in the long run. He has been tearing it up for Vegas in the playoffs.
Oh, is he really?
He scored another goal last night to make it 2-0. Go back and look at his goal from the last round of the playoffs against Anaheim. I'm not kidding you. It might be the best postseason goal I have ever seen. Like, in terms of just an impressive feat. And so I just wanted to say poor Toronto as their former guy who
their number two is now proving to
this
be a pretty
like,
good
I'm trying
player.
To think of an equivalent of, like, if we would have done what we should have done and traded CJ after he stepped out of bounds
for
and
Jimmy
the team
Butler.
Had run its level and we're like, this is over. And CJ went on to, and this is still, they're not there yet, but, like, if CJ led a team to the Western Conference Finals mm-hmm. and being like, dude, what? Huh? What? You stepped out of bounds. And I know he had his moment in Game 7, so not a fair comp.
It's a little bit of Stafford-ish.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
Like, we all knew Detroit sucked, but, like, because he didn't do it, it was like, whoa, how good is he really?
Right.
And then he wins the Super Bowl.
It should be like Baltimore deciding Lamar is the reason we can't get over the hump in the playoffs. Let's move on from him, and Lamar lands in Atlanta, and they win a Super Bowl in the second year.
Or Baltimore stumbles, and the Giants win their division this year, and we go, what's going on there?
Did you blame the wrong guy there? Yeah. So, poor Toronto. Good for Mitch Marner. He's having a hell of a playoff run.
All right. Survivor oops.
Double dirt right out of the gate.
I feel like the last three hats are just all riding with dirt, which is great. You got audio.
Well,
I'm
we got double. We got double the magic hats. We got another one to come. I only have three in there today, so
only
two of three. I don't want. Do you guys watch Survivor?
I haven't watched Survivor since the old guy went against the gay guy.
I think that was the first season.
That's the one. And I remember I was.
No, I shouldn't say that. I remember who was the guy who faked his grandma's death.
What?
You don't remember that guy?
No.
Dude, famous guy on Survivor.
He faked a death?
So they had like the, there was like a, you could go see a family. There was like some sort of major award where you get like a week to go be with blah, 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 you know, stay in a hotel, like get off the island essentially.
You get a get, like a get out of island hell pass.
And he made up on the show that his grandma died. And everybody was like, dude, we feel so bad for you. Let's give you a moment talk with your family or do whatever. And it was all a lie.
Did he win?
He did not end up winning. He became like a famous, somebody's going to text in the name, and I get it.
The only one I've ever watched was, I think, season one, because my mom was interested, and I'll never forget this. I was at the Great Clips off of Halsey at Gateway, and I was getting my hair cut, and the whole place was debating who they wanted to win.
Everybody's yelling about it.
There was a lot of homophobic comments made in that haircut salon at that time.
I'm sure there were.
A lot of rooting for the old guy.
I'm sure there were.
And then you had a couple for the other guy. And that's about all the Survivor I've watched.
Well, this happened last night. So they are doing Survivor 50 right now.
They're on the 50th?
50th.
I'm not that old.
Well, they do more than one.
They do two in a year?
I think they double up. They double dip.
Oh, okay.
That sounds right.
All right.
So this is Survivor 50. They are having their live season finale show. It's a 3-hour show last night.
Okay.
Okay? Now, the show obviously tapes months in advance. They put it together. It doesn't air live, right? So the outcome of the show has already been decided.
Okay.
So they're now doing this like live reunion show. In the middle of the show, Jeff Probst brings out somebody. I'm going to try and explain it before I play the audio so you get it. And he basically says, you go ahead and sit down with the jury. This is our final jury, ladies and gentlemen. However, the segment that aired, that they recorded months ago, in which this guy lost the competition to become a part of the jury, had not aired yet. It was a part of the 3-hour finale, so nobody knew that he was eliminated, and this is how it sounded.
Hey, Rizzo, you become the final member of our jury. Take a spot over here. This is it. These are the people. Their games fell a little short, but this is the group that is going to figure out what just happened.
They didn't show the fire.
Fire hasn't happened yet.
Huh?
The fire hasn't happened yet.
I'm not even sure what's happened, but up next, we're going to have one final surprise for the players, and this surprise they like. This is going to be interesting.
Survivor fans were livid last night.
He ruined the whole reveal.
They came back from break, and he was like, we're doing live television, so let's go ahead and roll the fire tape, and then they showed the block in which the guy loses and becomes a part of the jury, and he completely ruined a 3-hour live finale of Survivor 50 last night. Now, I don't, like, maybe not
at
ruin
what
it.
What point of a 3-hour show?
I don't know exactly when this
happened.
Because
what do you do if it's like the first hour and you got two more hours to fill?
I Survivor fans can chime in. I'm not a Survivor guy. Johnny Fairplay, I think, was the guy's name.
Is that Johnny Fairplay? I think I saw him on a real, what was the challenges?
Yeah, Johnny Fairplay. He became like a reality TV.
Didn't he do like the?
He did like a little like Richard Nixon peace thing. He was the guy
who
faked his grandmother's death.
Do you watch any of the reality games?
I don't. I can't do it.
The only one I participate in is Alone, but that's not as like controversial. It's one person being filmed at a time.
Yeah.
Are they going to survive?
Right.
That's kind of it for me.
Yeah, I haven't done Survivor in a long time. I just saw a lot of people were tweeting about this last night, very upset that Jeff Probst, who, by the way, still hosting. A lot of work done.
Jeff Probst?
I had not seen Jeff Probst in a long time.
I haven't seen him since the first Survivor.
Me
and
neither.
And now you tell me we've had 50 more.
It's been about 30 years for me since I've seen Jeff Probst.
What a run for a show, by the way. Survivor going as long as it has.
Yeah.
Like, people always talk about American Idol. I'm pretty sure it's like 5 or 6 years older than American Idol, isn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't it start in like the late 90s, early 2000?
I think so.
I think that was the first year, 2000.
Right. Ruben Studdard? Was that the first one?
No, the American Idol one started like 03, I think.
Okay.
03, 04?
Yeah, but who was the first one? Was it Kelly Clarkson?
It was Clarkson.
Clarkson over... Yeah.
Justin.
Justin.
Whatever his name is.
Redhead Justin.
Ruben Studdard.
Ruben Studdard?
Dude, I'm
Clay
sorry
Aiken?
For 2004. Clay Aiken ended up like running for office.
He became a congressman.
That's right.
He, look, he, you know, good parlayed man. His powers.
Yeah,
all right.
Did.
What else we got in there?
All right. Hopefully I say this right. Fonzie A.
Yes. Yes, you did.
A.
So we have commencement speech season going on right now.
Yes, we do.
I'm going to a graduation in just a couple weeks. I don't know what that is going to be like. I'm sure it's going to suck.
It's going to suck.
Until I can take a photo with my niece and say, good job passing high school.
At the end of it, it's fun. But during the process,
Sure.
Nobody wants to be there.
A lot of speeches out there. You mentioned Eric Church at UNC.
Yeah.
He's gotten a lot of traction. Tom Brady has one. I don't know if you gave him that audio clip.
Oh, yeah. He's in there.
So we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Here is Henry Winkler. Did you get this one in time? Henry Winkler at, I think it's Emerson College commencement speech. Just snippet.
Are you in therapy?
Nope. That's not it. Got to hit stop. Nope. It's the other clip I sent you.
It's the other clip.
Yeah.
The 3-second one? Not the drop, right?
Nope, not the drop.
Just another one that you didn't send me that you thought you did?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I sent you the Winkler one, didn't I?
You're struggling with audio clips today, buddy.
Am I?
You are.
No, I sent it to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got it? All right.
Okay.
Can you play it off your email?
Maybe. You want to keep explaining and then maybe I'll get it.
Let him pull up the clip.
I'm having a real rough week here.
Should we pull? Let's just pull another one. We'll get to that in the next.
Let's just do this. I'll say this. How many kids in the graduating class know Henry Winkler from Happy Days versus Barry? Or
Ooh.
Scream?
What about Waterboy?
Or Waterboy.
What else are we missing?
I just was wondering, what is, because I thought his speech was great.
Henry Winkler's a great guy.
The clip we're going to play was just going to be a basic, like, care about more than just stuff.
Yeah.
And that's a great message.
As we all should. Stuff doesn't matter.
And it's a great speech. I found it incredibly motivating, actually. His enthusiasm, his energy behind it. I love Henry Winkler.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just curious how many graduating seniors in a college.
Do people still watch Happy Days?
I think it airs.
Monday, Tuesday, Happy Days. Wednesday. Like I watched that all the time when I was
I watched
kid.
It a ton.
Nick at Night was
in the summer?
Yes. All summer long,
you'd
Wonder Years.
Yes.
Happy
all
Days.
Of
you'd stay up. Your dad would let you
the
stay up.
The monkeys would come on.
Yes.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Dude,
all the old school shows would come on.
But I mean, your daughter's kind of doing that now, right? She's getting into older shows.
She's not going to watch Happy Days.
But not Happy Days.
I wouldn't even know where to find Happy Days outside of just purchasing it on an Amazon.
Let's see if it's streaming anywhere.
There's probably a channel, like a Pluto something.
The relevance of it. It is. It's on Pluto TV.
Is it really on Pluto?
But also, like, for us.
Everything's on Pluto.
For us in our generation. So Happy Days aired from 74 to 84. So it was on for 10 years.
Which, by the way, everybody thinks it was actually being filmed.
No, yeah, right.
Like, the kids who catch up to it, like me, I remember finding out what year it was actually made. I'm like, what?
Right. Because what's his nuts? What's the director's name that did the Grinch?
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Yeah.
Like he's like,
I know.
If you filmed it in the 50s, he wouldn't be alive anymore.
But that's how it looks when you watch it.
It's also another one of those great reminders of how time
how
just distorts your mind of like for our generation growing up, like we were watching that show in the mid to late 90s.
Yes.
And it was a flashback show on Nick at Night.
Yes.
That had stopped airing 15 years earlier.
Right.
That show would be the equivalent of a show that stopped airing in 2010.
So like watching old Survivor episodes. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
By the way, he found the audio, so I apologize for the audio mix-up.
Okay.
Here is Henry Winkler, just a snippet of his commencement speech.
It was said in Washington not too long ago, America, the problem with America, we have too much empathy. Well, you can live a life, you can accomplish, you can accumulate a lot of stuff, you can fill your house and then fill your garage and fill your basement, but you cannot live a rich life if you don't have empathy.
So that's just like 25 seconds.
Dude, him giving a commencement speech, I don't know if that, to your point, does it resonate with the kids? I don't know. For me, that would be so cool.
Well,
have you seen his Mahomes stuff, by the way?
Yes.
He's like a diehard Chiefs fan.
He's
he like wants
Mahomes.
To invite Mahomes over for meatloaf for dinner. They become like friends every time he's doing I think he was on Kelly Clarkson's show a year or two ago. And he was like, Patrick, if you're listening right now, I love you. You're great. And then Patrick reached out to him and he was like, I'm a big fan of the Happy Days. And they ended up meeting together on like the sidelines of a game or something.
He just seems very delightful.
Yes.
And I think they loved the speech based on watching it, but I was wondering how many students are aware.
Had no clue about his.
That of like all the things he's done.
Yeah. The Fonz.
It's Fonzie. Like, do you get what that is?
That was cool, man.
Moment in time.
Moment in time. Shout out to Fonz. More Magic Hat next, 105.1 FM The Fam. All right, one segment of the Magic Hat down, another one to go. I'm going to throw some odds at you in the final segment, and we got a Eastern Conference Finals doubleheader. No, not doubleheader is not the word. Twin billing, does that work? Some ECFs going on tonight?
A throwback to a segment earlier. Tom has responded on social media to our poll question, are you friends with your neighbors?
Mm.
So my neighbor thinks he's the head of our HOA. we don't have an HOA, so no, I'm not friends with it.
It can go bad. That's, for as good as some neighbor stories are, it can also take a...
The nosy neighbor, what are you doing with that car over there?
Right.
Fixing it. Mind your business.
We also have Matt Sprecher, former coworker who threw Monte Ellis's bobblehead into the Willamette River.
Nobody named him, by the way. You just
he knows.
That,
so, he knows who he is. It's all right. Yeah. Give him a shout. He wants to call in and defend his honor.
Of like an all-time bad sports take?
I mean, it's brutal, but if I had to do that and face that moment for like, what would be the equivalent of Oregon? I'd have to do something Oregon-related and them going on a run where they win like 3 titles in 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would be, but it would be something like that. And I would have no problem saying, like, yeah, I threw that guy's bobblehead into the river. We won.
To me, it's more Randy Quaid, Major League, screaming yelling at his team. You suck. Yeah. Terrible. They're the worst. And then they
Young Hansen's probably the strongest one we got going right now as a show. If Young Hansen turns out to be Chinese Jokic and leads us to a championship.
Or Tom Dundon makes them the Seattle Super Blazers.
Would also not age well. You know, to each their own.
We'll be all
right. All right, what else we got?
Joey Troublemaker.
Yeah, how about this one? Everybody's a national hero. I still maintain, like, look, he might be your goat. He might be your goat.
National hero?
Nobody is Kobayashi, okay?
Oh.
Nobody.
What's Chestnut up to these days?
Than Kobayashi. He beat Kobayashi, Sprague. Yeah, that was at the tail end of his prime, okay? Kobayashi in his prime would out-eat Joey Chestnut. But okay, your hero out here assaulting people at bars.
Is Joey Chestnut anybody? Is that anybody's hero? Is there one
in
person?
July? July 18th?
Is there one person?
On July 4th?
Does anybody have a Joey Chestnut poster
in
their room?
Somebody has Joey Chestnut signed, wrist wear somewhere. There's a headband somewhere.
What is the gear for professional eaters? Is it the wristband?
It's the wristband. Away? It's the shirt.
The Nathan's
T-shirt. The Nathan's shirt. That's like a jersey shirt. It's weird.
This guy constantly getting into trouble is absolutely hilarious.
Did you see this story?
So I did not.
He got arrested and he assaulted a patron at a bar. Now look, did the guy probably say, hey, scarf a wiener down again? Probably. He probably asked for
Some
it.
Some guy just bad-mouthing Chestnut in public? He deserved it. How dare you take a shot at our champion?
Do you know how pathetic?
How many wieners could he eat, Jay? Put a wiener in your mouth.
You just order hot dogs and send them to him and have the waiter be like, those hot dogs are for him over there.
I don't eat the wiener.
And then you just wave at Joey. Yeah, those wieners are for me. Eat all of them. I dare you. I don't know what you do.
I think you get punched in the face. Wow. I think that's what happens here. I think that's what this guy did.
But why are you badgering Joey Chestnut?
Yeah, if you see Joey
of
Chestnut.
All the celebrities in the world, if I saw Joey Chestnut, I'd be like, all right, cool. You guys have Diet Coke here.
Right? Just move along with your day.
I could not care less.
Yeah, so would he punch somebody in the face at a bar?
I don't know if he punched him in the face. He assaulted somebody. He was arrested. He's been put on probation.
He's on probation.
Don't worry. Your July 4th has not been ruined. He will be allowed to participate in the Eating 80 Wieners contest.
Thank God. We can't take that away.
America on her 250th birthday?
This is 250, dude. This is a big year.
Now,
we're not risking this.
Some people on the internet have speculated that Trump made a phone call because you can't not have Joey Chestnut scarfing wieners down on America's 250th birthday.
250 years is pretty wild. Every time I see that, the 250 stuff, I think of Dazed and Confused. Because that was the year that they filmed, had the movie based in, was the 200th anniversary.
Yeah.
And I just, now that I see 250, I'm like, God, that just makes me
feel. Doing 50 years calculation?
Now, yeah.
Like as if you've been living for 50 years?
I have not been alive for 50 years. It just makes me feel old. Because I remember watching that movie a ton when I was younger and being like, damn, 200 years is a long time, and now we're at 250.
I do have a neighbor in my neighborhood that's, man, yeah, you'd think it was his firstborn child's birthday.
We're going bigger. We're going home this year. You don't sell yourself short for 250.
Well,
we're going all out.
The economy might be doing that on the fireworks purchases.
That is true. Has inflation hit fireworks? What are we talking this year?
We might set a record this year in this country of all-time homemade Whistling Pete bombs to make up for the fireworks we can't afford.
Can't wait until 4 nights before the 4th of July. I forget the 4th of July, and then I hear those at 3 o'clock in the morning, and my dog starts barking, and my kid starts crying. I can't wait for that. I'm eagerly awaiting.
Joey Chestnut is going to be back.
Don't you take away our hero.
Don't worry.
All right? Don't you do it. What else we got?
American hero.
Yes.
Low blow.
Yeah, this, speaking of commencement speeches, I don't know what the beef is here. I don't know why this shot was taken, but nonetheless, the people who are on the side of the joke are like, dude, what's your beef? What's going on here? Tom Brady was giving the commencement speech. Now, let me see where this was.
I saw part of this commencement speech.
Did he talk about getting Botox?
No, but he dropped
cheating on his wife and not being a good father? I'm sorry. Georgetown. He was at Georgetown.
The Hoyas?
He's at the Hoyas. Here's how you do it. You open mouth, kiss your kids, and you're not a present father.
Why is Iverson not giving that commencement
yes,
speech?
Yes, we're talking about practice, man. Practice don't matter.
Now, I said years ago, practice. You guys actually do need to practice to be better at something.
The Tom Brady stuff, can he just go away forever? He's giving a commencement speech.
Anti-Tom Brady.
I can't stand him.
Fascinating.
Get a little bit more surgery, Tom. Maybe one more needle in the face, and then you'll be done. One more needle in the forehead, and you're set. Here is Tom Brady, though, taking a random shot at a university.
We called the play. It was a little square out to Danny Amendola. Danny went undrafted out of Texas Tech. He was cut by three NFL teams. Mm. He wasn't the tallest. He wasn't the fastest, but he had a huge heart. And he played his ass off in the biggest moments. And I hope you guys find colleagues like Danny. Having business school friends are great, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you need a kid from a glorified community college who can bail your ass out of any jam.
Texas Tech people are on the side like, whoa, dude.
Let's also be fair.
What did we ever do to you?
He knows what he's doing with that comment.
We slang
That's
tortillas.
Absolutely a backhanded, like, Danny, did you catch that? The glorified community college line.
Is it that easy to get into Texas Tech? I mean, I assume it is, but I don't know. I don't know anybody who's ever gone to Texas
Tech. I bet
Tech.
If you're good at football, it's incredibly difficult to get into that institution.
I mean, you can do that everywhere, right? Like, anywhere you go.
I have Texas Tech as the Oregon State. Your 3.0 GPA, you're in.
Yeah, you're good to get in.
Yeah. What's your SATs? Doesn't matter. 3.0 GPA, you're in.
What's the easiest school to get into in Texas, do you think? University of Texas is a good school. I know that.
Yeah, but if you're an in-state Texas kid, is it 3.2 and you're in?
I don't know.
Is Texas got high standards?
Talk about a place that I would not want to go.
Oh, I mean, actually, according to Sark, it's the hardest academic institution in the world.
Right.
They would never let any dum-dum in.
According to Google,
72% acceptance rate.
72% for Texas Tech?
Mm-hmm.
This says UTEP is the easiest one to get into in Texas. They have an accepted
nobody
rate.
Nobody wants to go to El Paso.
Nearly 100%. You just file an application, brother.
Wait,
you
did
can
you
get
apply?
In.
Not a mistake? You're in.
Texas State is at 90%. How is that possible?
Texas State?
How do nearly 100% of people get in that apply? Like,
because not that many.
That's true. Right. University of Houston, 74, then Texas Tech, 73. So technically, there are three schools in the state of Texas that are easier to get into than Texas Tech.
That is a great line. I caught a little bit of his thing. Like, it's kind of the usual Brady stuff. Chip on the shoulder.
Rings. Yeah, nobody gave
Never
me a
doubt
chance.
Yourself.
I was fat and flubby back in the day. Now look at me. I'm chiseled.
Let me look at something real quick. Texas State's... So what do you think Texas State's enrollment is?
Texas State is now a proud member of the Pac-12, don't you
it
know?
It is.
What their enrollment is? Oh, God, I don't know.
44,500.
How does that compare to other schools? I'm horrible at that. Like, what's Oregon's enrollment?
I feel
like Oregon's
it.
In the hole right now. Did I see those? Like,
they've
we're
in the hole for a couple years, dude.
Just hemorrhaging money right now.
They're closing. Yeah, they're, like, firing. Let's see.
Are they firing a lot of people? Stop
Oregon State
doing that?
Is at 38.
So Texas State is bigger than
Dude,
Oregon
Oregon's
State?
At 24-4.
20, yeah, that's not very good.
No, it's barely above Portland State.
Those out-of-state California kids coming back and paying that out-of-state tuition. We got to close a budget gap here, people. Let's go. Phil, where are you at on that one, man? All right, we got time for one more?
We got one more. I think I have one more in that
One
half.
More.
Yes, you do. It is real-life teaching.
Okay. This, I'm glad we get to walk off on this one. This is an eighth-grade teacher. She recorded herself, but what she did is through the year, she documented comments that her eighth grade students said to her, like off the cuff.
Oh, okay.
And now she is going to proceed. I cut out a little bit. She had pretty long gaps in between. So instead of a 2-minute clip, it's like a minute. She proceeds to just rattle off all of the comments she wrote down that the eighth graders actually said to her out loud. Take a listen.
Are you in therapy? You seem like the type. You look like my grandpa's couch. A student got the answer right and yelled, "Yeah, I felt that one in my nuggets." Your pants look like trash bags sewn together. Ha ha, trash bag pants. I don't get why you write so much on my rough draft. I'm not reading all that, bruh, for real, for real. Miss Dugan, the toilet paper in this school sucks. I just got dookie on my hand. Fat ass alert. That one ended up being about me. I was eating some crackers. And finally, how does it feel to be the only unmarried teacher in this school?
They're ruthless, dude. Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I felt that one in my nuggets.
How does she look? Somebody said Miss Dugan's a baddie.
She's actually kind of hot. You know, yeah. She's like a youngerish teacher.
Call like, her fat for eating crackers? Calm it down, kids.
I can't tell. Outside of the...
Oh, that's fantastic.
I felt that in my nuggets. I can't tell if I love trash bag pants.
Trash pants.
Or the paper here sucks.
I got
dookie on.
We've all been there, kiddo. We've all been. That's that single ply, man. You got to bunch it up real good if you got single ply. You know the public schools ain't going for double ply.
She said, why are you the only one not married here?
Another stark reminder of how underpaid teachers are.
I'm not reading all that, bro.
For real. Stop writing on my rough draft. It's just a rough draft, all right? For real.
You look like somebody in therapy.
You said there's more of that? Is there another minute of those?
No, I cut out one of them. One of them was, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So I did cut one out that wasn't funny at all.
Wasn't that good.
And then she had just had a lot of gaps. Like, she read one.
And kind
of
look at the camera.
And she'd just allow you to process, and then she'd move on to the next. So I just trimmed the gaps down to make it.
I was hoping there was more, because that was just.
That was fantastic stuff.
Just great stuff. I laughed so hard on the I felt that in my nuggets.
I felt that one in my nuggets.
Let's wrap if Oregon up. Wins the national championship.
I'm going to feel that in my nuggies, baby. I'm going to feel that one in my nuggies. Let's close it up next on the fan. Some good thoughts coming in at the fan text line, 503-864-6326. Where did this go? My kid's in middle school. My wife's a middle school teacher. I can confirm this is truly what daily communication is like, for real, for real. I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was my 10-year-old son saying that. Another one, eighth grade teacher here. They are the absolute worst. I've been teaching for 16 years. They get worse every year. They're more like elementary kids now. No way most of them graduate.
That's an encouraging comment to hear.
The future is bright.
I
couldn't do it. Eighth grade, I could not do.
Eighth grade's tough.
I feel like I would just be anti-wanting to teach in middle. I could do like younger elementary school would be a lot of fun. Like, it's a lot of herding cats, I get it.
A lot of loudness, man. A
lot of loudness, I get that. Yeah. But you're, like, and then the end of, like, being able to, like, coach in high school and teach, like, PE or gym, like, I could do that.
Yeah.
But the middle school stuff, like, their kids in middle school are just ruthless.
Oh, they're going through a really tough time in their lives, and they're projecting it out on everybody else.
Yes.
Would you rather have somebody tell you you're wearing trash bag pants?
Trash pants.
Or have a kid just kick you in the shin and run away from you? Because that's what you have choice-wise.
That is true.
And also,
in elementary school with a third grader.
You know the dookie finger comment that he made? At least that kid washed his own hands. Now you have to wash the kid's hands in elementary school.
Mr. Johnson.
Johnson, I got dookie on my hands.
I got poo-poos on my fingers.
So
I'm already dealing with that.
Careful with your
comments.
Careful with your comments.
It's my day in and day out life right now. You got poo on those fingers, just go clean them off, baby.
I might have to look into this. I guess there is a video. My cousin sent me this. They're saying... A video series called White Teacher, Black Teacher.
Okay.
So they're both comedians, but they're also teaching.
Okay.
And they're teaching at schools that have predominantly the opposite race.
Doing videos like this, the things that are said.
Yeah, that are said that they hear. I have to go through the audio and see if we can pull some cuts from that one.
Oh, that was fantastic. All of our teachers deserve to get paid more money. By the way, wanted to give a quick update because I did try and do a little bit of groundwork, legwork on this after the show yesterday, the Cargo Short Classic. which will happen.
You're calling it that because Joe Fisher's like, I don't wear cargo shorts.
Him saying he doesn't want it to be named that is making me want it to name it that more often.
Okay.
And one of our, it was a listener suggestion. All we're right. running with it. TM, you know, we're not going to, don't sue us. All right. The cargo short, we even had Ralph who created, I don't know if people saw this. You can go at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. He had like an AI generated like fight poster made for it.
It was so good.
And it is fantastic.
Wait.
So
I
retweeted
our
it. At Dirt and Sprague, I retweeted it with our show account. So you can go check it. He made like a whole AI. Shout out to Ralph and Gresham for putting that together. Fantastic stuff. It is so good. We have a tentative date. Tentative.
Danny's picture says, I don't always drop bombs. Or I don't always golf, but when I do, I drop bombs.
Right.
Joe, I don't need luck. I have a 7-iron in questionable choices.
A tentative date has been set. Pencil, not Sharpie. Saturday, June 20th. Okay,
yeah.
We got finalizing needs to happen.
I can't do the following Saturday.
It's your wife's 40th birthday, yeah. So you're out that weekend. Danny said he could do the end of June.
Okay.
I checked with Joe. Joe, I want Joe to have a little bit of a runway here. He has not played golf in a month and a half.
He tweaked the back.
Because he tweaked his back, but he said he's starting to feel better. He's going to start going to the range.
He's almost 10 years younger than Danny, and he's dealing with back issues.
Well, you know, that's the beauty of the cargo short classic. Will they
to
make
Danny's
it out alive?
Point, I dare you to lift 100 pounds.
I don't think he could. But,
oh,
I mean, he can't. I'm not going to say that. Joe can lift 100 pounds. But that's a tentative date, okay? So once we finalize it, we're going to reach out to our partners, the golf partners.
We're trying to figure out a golf course to work
around
with
the area. Yeah. We'll figure it out and find a way to make it available for everybody to watch or be there. So I'll let you know. More details to come. Right now, a tentative date less than 1 month from now, June 20th, Saturday. We get the Eastern Conference Finals Game 2 in the NBA and Eastern Conference Finals Game 1 in the NHL. Are Blazer fans curious how this goes? Like, is there any aspect of watching this for Blazer fans?
For the what?
For the Hurricanes.
Sorry, the graphic.
It's okay. I know. The graphic's good.
Joe says, it's not a slice. It's drawn to the right.
No, I'm just drawing it to the right. Just
okay.
Going that direction.
What are Blazer fans?
Are Blazer fans curious how Carolina's going to do? Or is that like we don't give a rip because he's Tommy Two Nickels firing everybody?
I mean, I think there's a sports fan that exists that's like roots for the Blazers to be good and relevant and also like dabbles in watching hockey. And I think there's people that love playoff hockey, and also, yeah, they go to Blazer games and they follow what's going on.
Okay.
The majority?
Don't care.
They might see the score tonight, they might see a snippet of the game, or they'll find out tomorrow that Carolina won.
Hey, look at that. Well, it's at 5 o'clock on TNT. Game 1 is in Raleigh. Somebody asked earlier, jokingly, do they do towels or T-shirts? They do towels.
They're towels
and
only.
They wave them quite often throughout the course of the game. Should be an awesome atmosphere. Interesting part about that game is that Carolina hasn't played a game in like a month. They swept their way through the first two rounds of the playoffs.
Ah, the rust.
They've just
rest.
Been chilling for a week and a half. It's really weird. Game 2 in the NBA, I said it after game 1 when the Knicks came all the way back and won. That was it. It's over. Did we get a 2-0 series lead for the Knicks tonight? 5.5-point favorites at home.
Yeah, I actually thought they looked rusty. And I thought
same thing.
Cleveland took advantage of it. They just couldn't close them out. I picked the Knicks in 5. I'm still going to stick with that. Yeah, I think New York wins tonight.
Okay. Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA and NHL. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, you can go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Spring on Twitter. Thank you so much, everybody, for being a part of our Thursday fun little show. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. And there you go. Enjoy your 80-degree weather. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm, Harrison Meringue, is next. Listen to 1051 FM The Fan.
Yeah, I felt that one in my nuggets.